It is time for the talkback segment of the Friday Morning Show, and boy, do we have talkbacks today. Yeah. We are always glad to hear from our listeners, whether it is telling us that we did a good job, whether it's telling us you don't agree with the work that we have done. We want to hear from you. We heard from Randy last week from Grand Rapids. He was listening on Friday morning during Maggie Montgomery's On the River show. He said, "You are doing an incredible job this morning." You can hear Maggie this morning beginning at 10 o'clock.
Robert from Jacobson heard Heidi's conversation with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan last Friday as we presented her with this year's Marsha Nottingham Community Impact Award. He emailed, "Very sweet at the end with the Lieutenant Governor. Got a little misty. I just love her. Good work with these interviews. It gives me some solace to listen." And then Miles emailed about green cheese trivia. "Please discourage people from doing shout-outs during green cheese. It's very annoying. We usually end up turning the radio off. Others have asked for them to stop as well."
Yeah, this is Corey over. I live in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I love listening to green cheese, and I wish you guys would just throw out the call-in number more often so I knew which number to call. I ended up calling this number by mistake. Great work, guys. Love listening to the show. Have a great night.
Well, when you're on green cheese, you feel like you say the phone number too much.
Yeah.
So we're glad to hear that as well. We also heard from Jeff and Kathy from Bemidji. They were listening to your mixtape on Monday, John. Great job on the protest mixtape, John Bauer. Radio at its finest. If you missed that two-hour mixtape, you can hear it tomorrow from 3 to 5 o'clock.
Hello, Mike. Call from Grand Rapids. It is 7 a.m. on Wednesday the 29th, and I just heard something reporting on COVID cases and death. Your programmer or host talked about the highest number of deaths being in the 80 to 89 range, and then she said even though they're not testing positive, they're still dying. So I just wanted some clarification on that. Maybe you guys can mention that tomorrow morning or even this morning yet on what she meant by that. Just as synonymously, folks. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your talk back, Mike. That was Maggie Montgomery, who was hosting on Wednesday. And we are glad to clarify that when we report numbers or we talk about COVID-19 on KEXE, KBXE, we are using information from the Minnesota Department of Health. Maggie did clarify what she said. She said she meant to say that more 20 to 29-year-olds have tested positive than any other age group. Many fewer people, 80 to 89, test positive, but of those that do, a larger proportion of them die. You can get up-to-date numbers on COVID-19 by county at the Minnesota Department of Health website. There's lots of information there. They update it every day at 11 a.m. And today at 11:30, you can hear Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. It's our statewide conversation produced here at KEXE, KBXE. We got this call on our talkback line.
It's Molly McGregor from here in Grand Rapids. I just wanted to say thank you for the interview with Brian Vroman and also with Megan Phillips. I think Brian is really an asset in the community and really doing a great job. And it was really fun to hear Megan, one of his students, talk about her experiences. The protest Tuesday night was tough for everybody. What happened there was tough. I think talking about it and being civil and being patient are really important. And I think everybody needs to listen to everybody. We live here and we all share. And I think that's what's most important. So thanks again, KAXE, for being community radio and reporting even the hard stuff. Thanks. Bye.
This story about the rally in Grand Rapids this week got a flurry of talkbacks last evening, and we'll get to those today. We heard from Meadow, who said she's been listening to KEXE, KBXE since moving here 12 years ago. She's been a sustaining member. I cherish this station for its more middle-of-the-ground reporting and stories relative to other quite politically biased small community radio stations throughout the West, where I come from. I feel like you have done a good job at allowing and encouraging perspectives from both sides of the political aisle. I've recently grown sad and disappointed as I've listened to your reporting and stories that lean more to one side of the political spectrum, and the political bias of local reporters and the stories have grown in 2020. This morning, your story on Back the Blue rally seemed to only focus on the counter-protesters' perspective, and then it was followed up with an ICC's instructor's interview that I found particularly off-color without providing a contrasting perspective. This country is increasingly divided. I used to think that this station did a good job of unifying our community. I just wanted to say that as a center of the aisle member, I'm concerned and saddened by the shift I have observed. Maybe it's time to return to normal programming rather than these extended morning shows. This station used to be a positive part of my life that I felt was worthy of supporting. I loved hearing different perspectives respectfully delivered in one place. That was something special. Meadow, thank you. We appreciate your thoughts on that story. We have put out requests to two people to respond to the Back the Blue rally, and we will be reading more of the talkbacks we've gotten. We're hoping to hear back today from the police chief, Scott Johnson.
Hi, this is Kathleen Blake from Grand Rapids. Heidi, I want to thank you for the interview that you did this morning on the protest, counter-protest confrontation that occurred. And I also want to thank Brian Roman for his thoughtful defense of the protesters and of the right to free speech, as well as his condemnation of the violent and intimidating actions that were taken by the pro-Trump rally, it appears, as opposed to more of a Back the Blue rally. And I also want to say I am very grateful for Megan Phillips and her courage and willingness to speak up. This has got to be a scary thing for her, although she appears to have an awful lot of courage. Thank you once again for airing that interview.
Sheila wrote to us as well. She said, I was at the rally in Grand Rapids. The auto that the student protester reported was trying to hit them was mistaken. The auto in question first traveled westbound in front of the old Central School, screaming expletives, giving the middle finger gesture to the Back the Blue crowd gathered there. They came out of the side street, headed eastbound, and swerved toward a group of Back the Blue supporters, swerved away from the students and adult protesters, and then swerved back into the Back the Blue supporters. There were also people who opposed Back the Blue and anything Trump-related who walked back and forth across the street, stirring up trouble by being antagonistic to those supporters. There's always two sides to the story. I hope you will relate this version to your listeners. She said, I would also like to add, you said they reported feeling threatened by some Back the Blue supporters. Okay, but you also should consider that those who felt threatened by those carrying signs and wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. That's quite antagonistic, considering that the organization promotes violence against police. Remember these chants, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. How about pigs in a blanket? Fry them like bacon. An organization whose leaders admit they are schooled in Marxism, as some students there spoke of supporting democratic socialism and raised their fists in solidarity. That altogether represents a threat to me and those who support the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. I followed up with Sheila. I asked her if she had heard any of those things at that rally that night. She said she did not, but she knew that that's what Black Lives Matter stood for.
Hi, my name is Matthew from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I just wanted to say thank you so much for having Megan and Brian on the air to tell our side of the story, and thank you for putting yourself out there for us. And I know that you might get negative feedback from right-wingers in town, but I appreciate it a lot. Thank you so much.
We heard from Teresa. She said, I was there as well, but I'm telling you that it didn't actually happen that way. What a shame that just like all other media, you take sides and deliver fake news. Thank you for that comment, Teresa. We heard from Sherry as well. She said, thank you for the interview that you aired on the morning of July 30th regarding the rally to support local police and the counter protests. Both of your guests were well spoken. It was refreshing to hear factual accounts of what happened at the rally and the beliefs of the counter protests. Thank you for providing a space for them to be heard. I was very impressed with how involved our college population is and Megan's willingness to be part of the solution in this community. We need to keep people like that in our community for there to be hope. Lisa also wrote to us. She said, I greatly appreciated the interview with Brian Vroman and Megan Phillips this morning. Heidi's an amazing interviewer. You should consider having Megan back on a regular basis. Thank you for shining light on truth. I love KAXC. We also heard from Kim. She said, I want to voice my appreciation for the interview that aired this morning. I am Megan's mom, and I was at the protest on Tuesday after she called me about the car swerving at them. I have never been so disappointed with my community. We were on our side of the street and had our personal space invaded by maskless, hateful people. It was incredibly disheartening. Anyone who tells it differently would be lying. Jamie wrote to us about the story as well, and she said, your story is full of holes and your facts are heavily screwed and appear very misleading. I was there for the entire duration of the law enforcement support gathering. Although there were a very small handful of people with Trump flags, it was 100% in supporting law enforcement. It was not a support for our current president. There were 8 total opposing supporters of Black Lives Matter and LGBT, 2 of those 8 holding signs labeling law enforcement as murderers. The back the blue supporters on the same side of the street as the 8 opposing protesters stood side by side. There was no pinning up against anyone. They had their voice equally. There were many law enforcement supporters who indeed were wearing masks. I think before you use your media platform to inform the public, you at a minimum should write with honesty. And for your information, there was over 300 law enforcement supporters, not 150. We heard from Reed as soon as that piece aired yesterday. He said, thank you for the piece on the Back the Blue rally and the counter rally in Grand Rapids. I found the report both bizarre and disturbing, and I was glued to my radio, a sign of great journalism. I strongly support local law enforcement as long as they are not above the law. And finally, we heard from Andrew. He said, I am a 17-year-old high school senior who is currently pursuing a career in both law and politics, and I participated in the End Police Brutality Black Lives Matters protest across the street from the Back the Blue rally on Tuesday, July 28th. After months of protests in support of major police reform, we have seen little to no change, and that is not something worth celebrating, which is why I attended the counter-protest. It has become very apparent that this is the time to reform and improve our justice system, not celebrate it. People of color are disproportionately victimized by our current justice system, and it's time for a change. While I attended the rally, I heard an individual claim, Black lives don't matter, they rape and murder. Needless to say, I was disgusted and disappointed. While protesting, a woman wearing a MAGA hat asked me where my American flag was, and I replied, honestly, screw America. This caused her to inquire my reasoning for not just leaving the country since I hated it so much. I wouldn't be protesting if I hated America. I'm protesting because I seek to change America. I seek to see my country treat all people equally. I want to love the country I live in, but that cannot happen until all citizens are viewed as equal. I worry our justice system validates racism throughout our country and deserves reformation in the name of equality. I hope this adds some perspective. We also heard from Rick from Grand Rapids. He said, thank you for the interview on the protest counter-protest this morning. You can use my comment. It's important to hear this. Both protests are protected, but one should not threaten, intimidate, or put the other in danger. We have put out, as I've said, request for further interviews on what happened in Grand Rapids. We also are following up with folks who have been part of protests throughout the rest of our listening area. KEXE, KBXE is community radio. We brought those personal stories to you from the rally on Tuesday night. You can hear it at KEXE.org. To let us know how you feel, email comments at kexe.org or call our talkback line, 218-999-9876. It's the Friday Morning Show.
Everybody knows that the world is wrong. The only thing to do is write a song. That's one way to take a wrong and make it all right.